Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the great state of Nebraska and those in the online listening audience, we have hit a nerve. We got tweets on the J-Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed. We got emails in the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. We'll rifle through these real quick. The whole situation doesn't pass the sieve test. Something is wrong down in Lincoln right now. I don't know how anyone could say otherwise. Whatever is being handled is not being handled the Nebraska way. Like you, maybe I'm being impatient and want to start out, but this is turning into smoke equals fire ordeal. Please, oh please, send Tim out with some dignity and get this thing moving. I'll have a seizure. Whoa. Okay. Mike, don't do that. It says I'll have a seizure if he's the coach next year. Okay. They are still just sports. A couple people here, Chris and Blake, both are saying that it is hard to fire somebody. It is. Until you realize that's the best for everybody. And I think that's what it's best. You know, when you know it's the best for the organization, pull it. There's no good thing in letting everybody just hang out because it just gets awkward.
Yeah, because he's got one job to do, and that's to put these teams in the best position to win.
And then Blake says, he is correct, there is no easy way to fire someone. But there are better ways than this to handle the situation. I agree. Chris says, what are the chances that money is involved? Nebraska being cheap, arses, and on this hire is holding up this deal. Tried to hire football coaches on the tree for 20 years, and this is only a basketball coach. Is being cheap going to cost us a decent basketball coach? Side note, still in on giving Jay Wright 10 mil. If anybody wants on the bandwagon, hop on. Yeah, I know you can't pay the basketball coach more, but it is a worse program. We may need to pay someone to come fix the dumpster fire. The numbers that I have heard are tight and right. Like, it's good. Like, it's a good number. You can't live on that number. It's kind of like a guy that I know said he had a job for, like, X hundred K, but said he turned it down to go pursue other ventures. Come on now. You put X hundred K in front of me, I'm like, yep, what are we doing? What's going on, guys? What am I selling? What do you need me to do? Come on now. But no, the number is right. The number is a good number. John off of the Twitter, those were all out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. John off of Twitter, the J-Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed says, rumor in Des Moines over the weekend. It's a rumor. I turned it into a rumor show. I'm sorry. Rumor in Des Moines over the weekend is from an ISU fan. Hoiberg was in talks with ISU and was going to spurn Nebraska for ISU. However, ISU announced his prom extension today. Maybe Hoiberg wasn't as done as reported, and this delayed any announcement. It's a total rumor, but I do like rumors. The Amazing Daniel makes a good statement here. Says, hey, if that caller thinks great hires make great ADs, who did Byrne and Osborne hire? I won't even give out the Amazing Daniel's Twitter feed because I don't want those that talk bad of T.O. to come at it.
You don't want the masses to
come at it, right? He's not wrong. The thing that Bill Byrne was willing to do, and I think I'm going to call it staunch, okay? Staunch programs. I think Nebraska falls into it sometimes. To do is to buck the system, right? Like, oh, we're in Nebraska. We're hardworking and da-da-da-da. You can be hardworking and have nice things. Bill Byrne wanted skyboxes, and I would love, we should try to call Bill Byrne. If I fill in, I'm going to try to get his phone. I would love to talk to him about his first thought when he walked into Nebraska. It's like, wait a minute, these guys win these games, they get this many fans every game, and then we do this? What if we bring the experience into it? Now, others will say, hey, he's also the detriment of it. You produce the elitism of it. You produce, oh, I'm sitting in this box, and you're not, and blah, 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 blah. That's going to happen regardless. You're going to have, you know, people that used to be the 50-yard line seat. I sit at the 50. Like, I'm good. It just moved up a level and higher to where they actually can't see, so the joke's on you. You moved up higher to see nothing. Just kidding, rich people. But Moose brought Nebraska football into the next century. The vision that, who I still view as the worst AD in Nebraska history, Steve Peterson had, was going to take us to the next level. Well, you didn't have no plan, Holmes. Bill Byrne had a plan. He saw it. He saw what it was. He saw what he could do to it. and the biggest name in the state pushed back against it. And he still kept on the path and got it done. And I think it's done things. It's, you know, increased revenues. It's made it what it is. Head to the hotline here now, and we will talk to Rick. Rick, what's up, bud?
Verz, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
The difference between today and 2019 compared to when Bill Byrne was a few years into his, you know, before he left Nebraska. Nebraska dominated in pretty much football because using the old four components of capitalism, land, labor, entrepreneurship, and capital, they had the money, they had the land, they had the entrepreneurship, and they had the labor with the talent.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit 1999 and after, the other schools got on board, the Alabamas, and you know, as the big money came in, these other people cleaned up their act, and instead of making a couple million a year on football, they were making, you know, buku bucks, and look what you're making today. So, you know, the parity became about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nebraska's sports program for the last 15, 20 years has been very topsy-turvy because you've had, you know, four or five athletic directors.
Yeah.
When I-Course got fired last year, obviously Bounds and Green probably gave him the pink slip, but who made that decision? Well, when they pulled this Friday night flight baloney, I think that was the ticking time bomb, and somebody said, hey, he's got to go. Then the next thing you know, Riley's gone, rightfully so, and things at least look like they're turning around for the football program. But with the Hoiberg deal, I'm sure Hoiberg's got other offers he can go to. And what would make anybody think, other than when Danny Knee won here and Miles maybe had one good season, that you're going to get enough guys in here to make it go? And I'll even knock Creighton a little bit. If Creighton wouldn't have hired McDermott, and if Iowa State wouldn't have released his kid from the scholarship, Creighton probably wouldn't have had that great run without Doug, and then obviously getting Patton helped here a couple years later.
But mm-hmm.
It's a fine line between winning and losing when you don't have a whole lot of thoroughbreds in the woodshed. And getting back to the four components of capitalism, Nebraska, hopefully Moose is a good entrepreneur, but who knows what all the nuances is with the contract. And as far as the labor, it remains to be seen with football, and it looks like it's on the right track. But the other sports, other than volleyball and wrestling, are suffering. Baseball's okay.
Gymnastics is good.
You know. That's my two cents.
Yeah.
Any merit to the argument, Verz?
I like it, Rick. Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. We got to head to break here, but Rick's not wrong. I mean, it's the Joneses said they're making a boatload of money in the middle of nowhere. Why are we not doing that? And, you know, you look at Sankey and his vision for the SEC. They all followed that vision. Now, that's a leader of a conference. I get that. But ADs, you got to buy into this. You got to do these things. Nebraska was on the cutting edge of a lot of stuff. Weight training, nutrition, all those things. Everybody caught up. Now you got to get back to the head of it. Real quick before we go to break, per sources here, Stephen M. Sybil says, the Nebraska ball situation, don't get too wrapped up in firing process. It'll happen soon enough, probably today. The key is the conclusion. The hire, if you're a Husker fan and a fan of Fred Hoiberg, you should feel very good about where this is all headed. Basketball emoji. Thanks, Jeff, for sending me that. Just look at Sip just sent out little tidbits. A little tweeter. Break time. Come back. Talk to Andy Candy when we return on Game Time 1620 in the Zone.